Alle tun, Cetore. I'm going to speak about the future of European and non-European countries in mobility programs. Okay? So, especially, I'm going to speak about our cooperation, the Spanish cooperation with Iran. So, to start, I would love to take you to a travel from the past into the present and to the future. Here, you must know, I have the zero cylinder. You may know this is an important object. Why is so important, this object? Because Cyrus the Great created the first multicultural and multilinguistic imperium in the history of the world. So it's really important and it's really related with the things we are talking here. So, with this cylinder, Cyrus the Great created that imperium, and the founders of the European Union took the ideas of Cyrus the Great and put it into the European Union. So for us, it's really important that thing, okay? So that's why I'm taking you to that part in the past. So with the European Union, we are now in the Erasmus Plus program. That is the program that deals with education and with internationalization in Europe and in the world. Okay. So I'm going to show you some video about the Erasmus Plus program in Spain. Okay, it's only like an introductory thing. And it's better.
Okay, sorry.
So, what are the aims of the Erasmus Plus program? Okay, we have to promote synergies and the cross-fertilization through the different fields of education, training, and youth. Removing artificial barriers between the different the various actions and the project formats. Fostering new ideas. Attracting new actors from the fields of work and civil society. And stimulating new ways of cooperation. Those are the aims of the Erasmus Plus program. So, this is the present. Why Spain can be important for Iran, and why the Erasmus Plus program can be important for Iran? Let's see. First thing, we have here the Spanish education system, okay? You can deal with us with the university system that has bachelor degrees, master degrees, and PhD degrees. You can also deal with us with arts and music higher education studies. You also have advanced level higher education vocational training studies. So those are the things you can deal with in Spain. And you can deal with 8 universities, 106 art and music schools, and over 700 vocational training higher education institutions, and more than 40 consortia. Okay? Spain has some universities between the top 230. We have also 20 universities between the top 100. And we have also 6 universities between the top 50. And as the Dr. Ray E. told us, we are the 10th that produce more academic documentation. This is an important slide. We are, in terms of mobility,
the first country that sent people to other countries in the Erasmus Plus program, and the first that received. Okay, we are the best host and the one that sent the most. So this is an important program in terms of mobility.
Okay, as why the Spanish language can be important? Let's see. We have over 500 million people speaking Spanish in the world. Okay? Spain is the second language in the world by number of speakers and the second language in international communication. Nearly 20 million students study Spanish as a second language. And you are going to like this data. In 2000, some of them say, in 2050, the United States will be the first Spanish-speaking country in the world. Let's see. So, according to science and technology, this is the first space shoot made in history and was made by a Spanish engineer. We are the fourth in Europe in renewable technologies. We are the fifth in biochemistry and biomolecular technologies. We are the first one in Europe in agriculture biotechnology and the third in the world. You have here the first computer game made in history by a Spanish inventor.
It's a computer game.
It's a computer.
So, another important data. We have over 400 companies working in visual arts and computer games, and over 2 million people working in those fields. We are also the second country in Europe in automobile production and the ninth in the world. And a data that makes me really, really proud. We are the first in the world in biosphere research. Okay? And we are between the three most, the UNESCO, with more heritage places, cultural heritage places in the world, and between the third, also the top third, the top three, between the countries that has more tourism. We also have La Liga, Real Madrid and Barcelona, that you like a lot, according to what people told me. So that's another asset. So, okay, in terms of mobility, now we have a new region, the Middle East region, in the Erasmus Plus program, made by Iran, Iraq and Yemen. This is the story so far, okay? We have a capacity building in higher education between University of Spain and universities in Iran. And we also have a joint master degree with the University of Santiago with some Iranian universities. So we have a lot ahead. Okay, according to the part of the program that is managed by the Spanish National Agency and the Spanish Ministry of Education, we have a budget over 200,000 euros to spend in this new region, the Iran-Iraq-Yemen region. So we have a lot of money to spend in the Action KA107. What is this action? This is a mobility action. Okay. This action is... There are some scholarships to study, teach, train, and be trained along over the world. Okay? In this case, the money I told you is only for Spain and the new region. Okay? The only thing we need is
an institutional meeting between two universities, okay? For example, the University of Medicine in Tehran and the University of Santiago Compostela. Between this scholarship, we have, in this case, from 5 days up to 2 months for staff, from 3 months up to 12 months for students, and it covers travel and living costs.
We also have some centralized actions that are the actions that are managed directly from the European Commission. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about them. So first we have the Erasmus Mundus Joint Master Degree. You have one with the University of Santiago. Those are 12, 18 or 24 months long. And they have to lead to a fully recognized double, multiple, or joint master's degree. Each institution is responsible for defining its own application requirements, selection, procedure, and calendar. It covers travel, installation costs, insurance, living allowance, registration, enrollment, tuition, examination, or other fees. In 1 year, the European Union is spending between 17,000 euros to 25,000 euros in this in any particular in any particular action between two universities, for example, three. Okay. We have also, and you have one, a capacity building. Okay, a capacity building is a project between different institutions that can cover this part, the new part of the world. The focus of this capacity building is on curriculum development activities, modernization, strengthening of relations between higher education institutions and wider economic and social environment. It's from 2 to 3 years long. It needs only a multilateral higher education agreement, and you have between 500,000 to 1 million euros per action, okay, per proposal. So. And the last one, maybe this is not the one you are going to use the most, but maybe, for example, if you want to develop some program or some studies, some subjects that are related with European studies, for example, medieval literary studies or something like that, maybe this is your action. Because this action aims at promoting excellence in teaching and research in the field of the European Union studies. It fosters the dialogue between the academic world and the policymakers, and try to promote an active European citizenship and dialogue between people and cultures. So, I'm here trying to speak in the name of the Ministry of Education of Spain. We work under the cover of the European Commission also. Much more important than what things I've been telling you about, every data, every curiosity, is that I'm learning a lot now from the Iranian culture. I'm really happy because my vision of Iran has changed a lot, and is, I don't know, for some of the speakers, they told us you are on the top. For me, I think it's the best country according to the quality of people. I mean, the kindness and how nice are people here is amazing for me. So I'm learning a lot, and I think our students, our staff, our teachers can learn much more
that from studies that come to another countries, meeting the culture in a human level and learning from others. I mean, that is our focus, and we have to try our institution to go through that path. And if you want to learn more about this action, maybe you can contact us. And I'm, thank you, I was pretty fast, I'm sorry. But thank you very much for having me here.